When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Guys, this is the Hollywood Life Podcast, and we have got a very special guest here today. We are so excited. We are going to be talking to Henny Russell. She is a new star, because you've got some new companions, of Orange is the New Black this season, season 6. For those of you who have not started yet, her character is Carol, and she is a big boss, like a big boss, and she rules the new prison that our favorite Orange is the New Blackers are in, and that she rules this place called C block of the prison. So thank you for coming here. Welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome for getting out of prison to come and see us here today. And of course, we're also here with Ali Stagnita,
hey guys,
our on-air anchor and writer, and Nick, our producer.
What's up? Nick, also not mic'd yet again.
That's right.
He's here.
We never have Nick mic'd.
He's here, but he's quiet.
He's here now, in spirit.
Orange is the New Black is on Netflix, and so I know that some of you out there will have already downloaded and watched the whole season. I've just started, and it is so different because now, of course, everybody's in the new maximum security prison, yeah. And Carol, you have a very big role, and your character has been there for a very long time, right?
She has. She was incarcerated when she was a teenager.
Wow.
So the original charge was murder, and she was given 25 years. But then she committed some more crimes while she was in jail and got more time. So she's a lifer.
And the murder that she committed was with her sister, where they murdered their younger sister.
Yes. Tell us about what got you in there.
Well, it's sort of a spoiler if you haven't seen season 6.
Yeah.
Barbara and Carol and Debbie are the three Denning sisters. And the youngest sister was very into gymnastics, and the parents paid her a lot of attention. And we were going to move to a different state just because of her gymnastics competitions. And Barb and Carol decided that they would take matters into their own hands and not move.
That's right. Not move. So we're not going to tell you anything more.
Right.
But you can surmise that something happened, and now Carol and her sister Barbara are both incarcerated.
Yes.
In maximum security. And is Barbara also there? Like, she got 25 years as well, didn't she?
Yes. And also more time for crimes committed while in jail.
So you're both there for life, and she's played by Mackenzie Phillips.
Yes, the amazing Mackenzie Phillips.
Yes, and I love your Instagram because, you know, you and Mackenzie are there in pictures, and kind of you have nice little messages about her.
Yeah.
And now the thing is that you're not exactly loving sisters, are you?
Hardly to each other or anyone else. No. They've had a rivalry since childhood. Watching the flashback scenes, I realized, oh, we did get along much better when we were younger, it seems. But it seems like their development was arrested when they were arrested. So they're still having squabbles that really adults shouldn't have anymore. They should be able to get over something. But
and weren't they just about 16? So they must have been tried as adults.
I want to say Barbara was a senior in high school and Carol was younger, so they were probably around 16, 17.
Yeah, so they must have gotten tried as adults for this crime.
Yeah.
Now, basically, you're a psychopath, right, in your character?
My character, yes.
And your sister Barbara is also a psychopath.
Well, they both seem to lack any conscience.
Why do you think that is? Like, how do you think that your character, like, how do young women grow up in one family and two of them end up being psychopaths?
That's a good question. I sort of feel like it's more mental illness than it is nurture, more nature than nurture. Mm-hmm. That obviously they had troubled childhoods. Their parents didn't pay them much attention. But a lot of people grow up without getting enough attention from their parents, and they don't go and kill people. So
yeah, they don't become psychopaths and have no consciences.
They don't. So I just wonder if part of that is DNA.
Yeah.
That there was something in the family.
Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. I don't know enough about mental illness to really know what causes it. I know that from doing the play Frozen, there was a lot of talk about brain injury and how some people who develop mental illness and violent tendencies, it has to do with past brain injury or also, strangely, too much cortisol. Like if you have too much stress and your body releases so much cortisol that over time it damages your system and it can cause you to have violent tendencies. But I don't know if either of these girls are in that situation.
Because the only thing really, when not spoiling anything, but in their backstory was just like a troubled childhood, like you said. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the look into their mental health wasn't necessarily in the season. It's really just, you know, how they felt growing up and how they felt nurtured by their parents or lack thereof.
Yeah. Or jealous. But it is weird that two sisters would end up like that. But and the other thing that's really interesting is that I think for most, like for five seasons, Orange is the New Black has explored so many characters of women who are incarcerated. And most of the women have troubled backgrounds. Like they're in prison because they're troubled. They have made mistakes. They made a small mistake that led to a bigger mistake. They have some mental health issues like crazy eyes, but they're not psychopaths. Like there's something about most of the characters where you can see that they're basic humanity, there's goodness in them. Even there was the older woman, I can't remember her name, who murdered. And then it ended up she was pushed and pushed and pushed and she gave up hope and she ended up murdering again. But that there's goodness in all of them. Mm-hmm. And yet Carol and Barbara, I don't think there's any sense of goodness in either of them.
Someone asked me, what do you admire about Carol? And I thought, admire? I don't know if there's anything I admire. And it's funny because the fan response has been amazing. And mm-hmm. they love the sisters. maybe they just love to hate them.
Yeah.
But no, there doesn't seem to be a lot of goodness or decency or any selflessness at all.
Or empathy. Like, they don't empathize.
They lack empathy. That's
which is a psychopathic
character. Trait, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But I think it's sort of interesting that the show, in spending five seasons of talking about prisoner and women in prison, I think that the response for most of the viewers is to develop empathy for mm-hmm. them and concern about the prison system. And it hasn't until now gone into, there are people in prison because they are literally psychopaths and they will just keep on doing terrible things if they're in public.
Well, and the big difference is up until this season, we were in minimum security.
True. That's true.
So, I think it's great for the public to see that these are just regular people that, yes, may have made a mistake or, you know, part of it. I remember listening to Alicia Reiner give an interview that some woman was in prison because she had so many parking tickets.
Yes.
And she couldn't pay them.
Yeah.
It was a choice between paying the parking tickets or putting food on the table for her children. And she chose the latter. And so now she's in prison for parking tickets or, you know, because of the three strike rule, that someone can, you know, steal something as a teenager and get in a bar fight and then 10 years later get another bar fight and hit somebody. And now they're in prison for life.
Yeah, for life. Yes, I know.
Or for having some pot on them, which is now legal. And so many are in for drug charges. which I understand the impetus to try to make the sentences stiffer to try to discourage drug use and discourage crime, but studies show that it really doesn't. And I don't know why we don't take a look at other countries and who are having much more success than we are. I mean, America has 5% of the world's population, and we have 25% of the world's incarcerated.
I know, it's amazing, isn't it? People are shocked. They don't realize what a high percentage of our population we incarcerate.
It's, I want to say it's like 716 out of every 100,000.
Did Orange Is the New Black open your eyes to this, or was this something you were passionate about prior to being on the show?
Well, both, because I was a fan of the show, mm-hmm. and I watched it from, you know, the pilot, the first season. So I think before the show and before reading Piper Kerman's book, mm-hmm. that, yes, I wasn't really aware of it. It hadn't touched my own personal life yet, and often we don't know about things or seek out things that we don't have a personal connection to. And so it was the show, and then even more so once I was on it. Mm-hmm.
So let's talk a little bit more about Carol mm-hmm. and about what it's like to play her. Is it, I mean, you look like you're having a good time playing her. Like, what's it like playing somebody that's evil like that?
Well, Carol doesn't know she's evil. So when I'm playing Carol, I don't think of myself as evil at all.
What does she think of herself as?
Deserving. Deserving of attention, deserving of power. And because Carol's been in prison for so long, it's sort of a given. And what was sort of fun was to see the other characters' reaction to me, because they're all so frightened of me. So to have that kind of power in a room was sort of fun. But I didn't think of her as a psychopath. I mean, Henny did, but as Carol, I didn't think that way.
So as Carol, she feels that she deserves. Why does she deserve the power? Because she's been there for so long.
Yes, and because she's smart and she's earned it.
And how do you feel about? As Carol, how do you feel about your sister, Barbara?
I think it's a mixture of things. It was really interesting. There was one episode where, spoiler alert, but we're thrown in a cell together, and they just kept the cameras rolling. And Mackenzie and I are across the room, about as far as you and I are right now, and just went through an entire silent conversation without any script or dialogue, and they just kept the cameras rolling just to get the expressions on our faces, which I don't know if any of it was actually used. I don't think so. But what was really interesting to me was finding myself, Carol hadn't seen Barbara in probably 20 years. I hadn't met...
So the cell blocks don't mix.
They do, but Carol and Barb don't. But yes, they are very separate. But sometimes they might have recreation together. They might have some crossover in certain areas. But Barbara and Carol had not seen each other for 20 years. And Mackenzie and I had just met that day.
Wow.
So, which was kind of cool.
Yeah.
So I was surprised that I found myself going through a lot of emotions of feeling happy to see her and feeling furious and feeling sad that this is what we've become, and rage and hurt. And so it was interesting. I think the question was, how does Carol feel about Barbara? And I think it's a lot of things. I think what she lets show is her anger and her rage towards Barbara. But there's got to be more going on there, I think.
What do you think is the biggest difference between Carol and Barbara?
Well, Carol would say that she's smarter because she didn't get hooked on her product. They both sell drugs in prison.
Oh, I see.
And Barbara got addicted and mm-hmm. Carol did not. So Carol's more impulsive. Barbara's more of a planner. So, but they're, you know, like most sisters, similar in some ways and different in others.
Mm-hmm. And why do you think that they loathe each other so much?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
And did the loathing start as soon as they got to prison? Did it start beforehand?
I'm not sure exactly. I mean, what we see in the show is an argument over a story and whose story it was. But they both have this desperate need for attention, that something as silly as, no, that was my story, no, that was my story, became this big, huge event and this big brawl. And so I completely forgot what the question was originally.
Why they loathe each other and when it started. If it started before they actually got incarcerated or it developed once they were there.
I don't know. They didn't. Looking at the flashbacks, they didn't seem to loathe each other. But I don't know if either of them has any genuine affection for anybody.
Yes, that's true, because I don't know if psychopaths feel anything for anybody besides themselves, if they ever can. That's one of the characteristics of being a psychopath, that you are not capable of love or affection for anybody.
Or connection with another human.
Yeah, right.
How do you feel, like, when, as a character, do you feel really powerful because the other characters are so afraid of you?
Yeah,
you like that.
I don't know.
What's not to like? Yeah, it's fun. And
you look so mean. Like, I know that this is a podcast and we're, you know, so our audience can't see us, though they can look at the pictures in Hollywood Life. And, you know, you're so friendly and warm looking and attractive. And I'm like scared of just looking at pictures of you as Carol.
I know your hair was so teased out. Like, what was it like looking in the mirror? Did you freak out?
I just loved it. And what's funny is that I, when I was auditioning, I was trying to figure out what to wear. And I had this impulse to wear my glasses that I still have from the 80s.
Oh, my gosh.
And I thought, no, that's too much. That's too much. I'm not going to wear those. They're almost exactly the same as Carol's glasses.
Wow.
They're those big, gigantic plastic glasses that I still have to this day. I don't wear them now, but I do still have them.
But Carol does.
Now you can't, because if someone sees you out and about wearing those glasses, you're going to freak out.
I know. The Rat's Nest took some time. That was a lot of teasing and a lot of hairspray.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the look is very transformative. Do you feel like the guards are afraid of you too?
Not necessarily afraid of me, but they have respect for me, which is different, that they don't respect a lot of the inmates. But, for example, C.O. Hellman, who is very nasty and mean to other inmates, has a different kind of relationship with me. So I would say it's more respect that they have for her, and they know to keep their distance.
Do you think that Frida is worse than Carol?
In what way?
In like a psychopathic, evil way.
No, because Frida has a conscience.
Mm.
Frida is a survivalist, so she's going to do what's necessary, which means she will stab friends in the back.
Right.
And has, clearly. But, you know, she'll also help chop somebody up and bury them in the garden for you. And
nice.
And she did share her hideaway last season with other people. And I think we saw some genuine affection for Suzanne in season six. So I wouldn't trust Frieda as far as I can throw her, but I do think that she has a conscience and she can care about people.
Interesting. Why do you think that fans are like, even though you're both psychopaths, are rooting for either Team Carol or Team Barbara?
I don't know. I mean, the Orange is the New Black fans are amazing. I was so unprepared for this. I mean, I heard about it, but I just didn't get it because they're so passionate and smart and into the show and loyal, and which is amazing. So I don't know. I'm not sure why they're so fascinated with these characters. I don't know. It's awesome. I love it. But I don't know if I can't be objective about it. You could ask me about other characters because I've watched the show, but I can't be objective about us, you know?
Do you feel like the, you know, aside from you and your sister, that most, that the idea that a lot of the, these, the inmates, even though, you know, they're like, they can't be trusted, they still seem to have developed affection for each other, especially like the cast, the inmates that are the cast who came from the minimum security to the maximum security, they do seem to have a bond.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And I think, and, you know, Red was sort of the mother of a family, and that I do think family units are joined in prison. And I think... I think everyone longs for human companionship and to be seen and to be known. So I think wherever you are, you're going to try to find those people that you connect with and that you can see yourself in.
Well, I guess it's a matter of survival because a lot of them are in there for a long time and it's very lonely. It can be, I mean, incredibly lonely, and you're so cut off from the outside world.
And it's just, I think it's human nature to want to bond.
The scenes that are filmed in like that max, sort of the new cells where the maximum security is, like, is that just a set? It looks so realistic.
It is a set.
Wow. I didn't know that.
But it's very accurate and extremely depressing.
Did it give you any like... I just feel like being in that setting would give me nightmares or something. Like I wake up kind of feeling like I was in a cell or incarcerated. Did that happen at all? Were you, or how did you kind of get out of your character?
That did not happen to me, but I rarely remember my dreams. So it may have happened and I just don't remember it. It wasn't hard to get out of character. I think it's harder when you're doing a play and you're doing eight performances a week and it's the same text over and over and over again. I was doing it. Orange scenes are fairly short. So sometimes they take a long time to shoot, but other times not. You're just there for a few hours. So it's easier to slip out of character because it's not, you're emotionally invested for a shorter amount of time.
But you said it's really scary that this, even though it's just a set, that it's very accurate and it's sort of scary.
Yes, and it's just, I don't know why this bothered me so much, but there's no, the toilet is right in the cell and there's no toilet seat and there's nothing that can be used as a weapon. So everything's attached. They have a shelf, they have a desk with an attached seat and a toilet and a sink, and that's it. And a bed, well, the beds,
right?
Beds, but
yeah.
It's and shooting some a lot of the outdoor or the recreational and the outdoor scenes were shot at actual prisons, and I had never been inside an actual prison. And to see that this cement yard with peeling paint on the wall and a metal grid above your head was what their outside was. That's the only outdoors they would get. And it's...
So when they're outside, they can't... They can see the sky, right? But they can't see any surrounding area?
Correct. In where their recreational yard is. It's just a cement room on the roof of the prison.
Oh, is it a room or is it open?
It's a room. Four cement walls.
Wow.
Yeah.
So how many different prisons have you visited at this point?
Myself, only one. And it's a very popular prison where a lot of things are shot. I keep seeing it in other
popular prisons.
That's
prison.
So funny.
No, I mean, they film a lot there.
Which prison?
I forgot the name of it. It's in Kew Gardens.
Oh, so it's in the city.
Yeah, it's in Queens.
Oh, wow.
And now I think they were going to close it, but it's such a popular shooting location that they leave it open, and it's used as a transfer point. So no one is there for a long time, but there are inmates who are there temporarily on their way to somewhere else.
So when you're filming, they are there?
Yes. You rarely see them because we're on a different floor.
Wow.
I mean, I was with somebody in an elevator once, but that was the only inmate I saw. And then the other prison, I think, was in Staten Island, but I think it's a former prison. I don't think it's any in use except for location shooting.
Do you plan to visit any other prisons just out of sort of interest or for your character or because you've gotten involved in any prisoner reform groups or anything like that?
I'm not planning to visit a prison just to visit a prison, but I would like to get involved in some groups that do help inmates.
I think that obviously you develop an empathy for women who are incarcerated when you play a woman who's incarcerated, even if she is a psychopath.
Yes, and you gain an understanding of a small understanding of what their life could be like and what brought them there and how sometimes it's really just unfair that they are there and for so long. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Do you feel, though, that it's good that Carol's behind bars?
Yeah, I think she needs to be in prison.
but, also looking at her, you think that also she could have possibly been steered down a better path, maybe?
I would hope she had had,
you know, because you look at the programs for women that are out there, you know, art programs for convicted women and things like that, or just shelters and homes to get them out of, you know, that bad place. I don't know.
I think it can be helpful for a lot of people. I don't know if it could have been helpful for Carol because I just don't know how far gone she was.
Right.
You know, a lot of serial killers are known for being, you know, torturing animals when they're children.
Right.
And that it's something that's just in them from an early time. So, mm-hmm. I mean, if we could murder our sister as teenagers, what kind of behavior were we exhibiting before that?
And the drawings.
And the drawings that she did. So was there hope for her? Maybe. We'll never know.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know if psychopaths are reformable. Like you brought up serial killers. Like you can't release you can't turn around a serial killer. Like you just have to protect society from them.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I think they're probably the minority of who's imprisoned.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
And can we look forward to seeing you in further seasons?
I don't know. I think it's unlikely. but I do not know for sure. You never know with Orange is the New Black. You never know.
You never know. Well, listen, thank you so much for coming in and talking to us. And it's been fascinating. We've been talking with Henny Russell, who is starring in season 6 of Orange is the New Black. And that's on Netflix, which you can all download now. And you can binge watch it if you want. I'm sure you're going to want to after this conversation. Thank you. And come and see us again.
I will. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.